able to hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time to join us. I know it was not the finish you wanted, but still up in a second place finish. Is there anything positive you can take out of that from tonight?
Just a spot short. I mean, it stinks that our whole season comes down to these last two races when we had such a good season going, you know, for points that we've accumulated. You know, I hate it, but yeah, congrats to Grant. I mean, those guys, 4 wins this year, that's pretty impressive. They've done an amazing job all year, and you know, I'm proud that at least the Thor Sport truck is in the final 4. I hate that we had to compete against each other for that. And, you know, I hate that we couldn't do it. The first loser always kind of stings, but especially in this case, I mean, I thought this was one of the more important races of my career. I really put a lot of emphasis on this race for the fact that there was so much riding from being bumped from 7th to points to a possible first. I mean, you know, we ran so good at Richmond last week, or, you know, earlier this year, a few months ago, that we're taking that exact truck and a very similar package to Phoenix. And it gave me a lot of confidence. So I'm pretty bummed out that we're not going to be able to go there and compete for a championship, but we can still get a win.
All right. We're going to take some questions here from the media for you. We will kick things off with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Bendy, do you think you drove your best today?
Yeah, I tried. You know, we really, really, really did not have the best truck by far, but my team did a good job with strategy. Put me in positions up front to kind of just try to survive. I mean, that's really what we were doing. I was actually praying for caution so that I would not have to burn my truck up, because it just wouldn't last. I was way too tight in the center. We were way too much weight transfer over to the right rear. I could not keep the tires underneath me. So I was bummed out with that. But again, they did a fantastic job. I did my best to try to stay away from people and avoid controversy. And unfortunately, some found me again tonight. It's definitely been a heck of a end of the season, heck of a race too for Martinsville.
Were you able to put out of your head the controversy from Texas and guys that you were racing around who you had controversy with in Texas tonight?
Out of my head. I mean, I really wasn't worried about it. The biggest thing that upset me was the insults I would get going down pit road, walking up and down today and going to my truck. You know, it's like I keep getting reminded of it, but I put it out of my head. I was ready to win this race. Like, this is the biggest race of my career, I thought, bigger than the triple truck challenge or anything. I mean, this was it for the championship. So I did race those guys differently when I was out there, trying to be more respectful. There's one point in stage 2 that I was faster than Christian, and I did not want to give him the bumper. I did not want to rehash wounds, because I knew that we still had plenty of racing to go, so I was trying to give space and be respectful. Unfortunately, the 4 and I got together later in the race, and as I was talking to Rudy on pit road, that was 100% my fault this week. I was clear initially to the bottom, and I tried to cut across the bottom. When I did that, I lost too much speed. I got hit in the left rear, and by the time I'm trying to correct it and get my nose straight, I got into the 4, so that was for sure my fault. But I don't necessarily, you know, appreciate the threats or the insults that are coming along with that when that's a separate team, a separate incident. And as far as I'm concerned, the 51 got payback on me last week for his teammate. So everything was even Steven leaving that race in my mind. And, you know, the threats and the insults aren't ending, which is kind of par for the course. But as I'm told, you know, he's racing for his career. I'm racing for mine, you know, and I'm racing for a championship right now. So I can't be apologetic and try to, you know, let this influence me in any way. I'm here for a win. I'm here for my team. I'm here for a championship. I'm here for Thor Sport Racing.
And just for clarification, was the chirping from crew guys or from other drivers?
What's that?
Was the chirping the insults from crew guys or other drivers?
A little bit of both, mainly crew guys.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, we'll take our next question from Davey Segal. Go ahead, Davey.
And on the last restart there, were you expecting to just get flat out dumped by the 18? I mean, what was your mindset going into turn 3 there?
I knew I was going to be hit, so I tried to close the gap up between myself and the 98 to kind of dissipate some of that energy so I wouldn't completely go, you know, get lost. It worked out. It worked out for myself and the 98. He dissipated my energy for me, and he was able to keep going, maintain the lead. But I was expecting something to happen. And like I said, I raced those guys as respectful as I could all night long up until that point. And then once I felt myself get absolutely run over in that corner, I did the same going back down into turn 1. Because again, I had to get that spot, and I had to win a championship. That was my opportunity to do that. And Yeah, disappointing. I hate that that happened. Regardless of what happened last week, I still think that would have happened. I mean, he's racing for a win. He was trying to set himself up for a win, and I'm trying to set myself up for a win and a run for a championship.
In the time that you've been in the Truck Series, nothing comes to mind for me of, you know, real controversies that you've been a part of. So how are you kind of dealing with this emotionally and mentally?
I'm fine. I go back to Louisville, Kentucky. I don't have to go back to Charlotte where everybody else is at. So that's a start. Our race team's in Ohio. As Duke Thorson would say, we're out of the swamp. So life's great up there. Coming to the racetracks where I have to meet everybody and see everybody. And again, it doesn't bother me. I'm here for my job, and I understand that, you know, everybody's racing for their career, right? But so am I. And I'm not doing this to you know, give spots and positions away on the racetrack. I always grew up racing with respect, and I try to be as respectful as I could for years past. You know, if it's just crazy that some of the things that have happened, and unfortunate that some of the things have happened. And, you know, if I got to be the bad guy, then so be it. I guess somebody has to be in the Truck Series.
Thank you, Ben.
All right. We'll take our next question from Sterling with KCOU. Go ahead, Sterling.
Thank you. Ben, first of all, congrats on the runner-up finish tonight. I know it's not what you wanted considering the championship was on the line, but you mentioned that you, behind the wheel, you were really hoping for cautions. That really was interesting because your teammate Matt Crafton in his post-race interview was basically called out NASCAR for the amount of caution laps they ran. Was that a problem?
No, I was praying for it. I was so thankful. I just said, run the rest of the race. When we were fourth and third place, I said, run the rest of the race under caution. I couldn't last. I couldn't last longer than 20 laps under a green flag run. I mean, we just had a poor balance tonight, you know, way too tight in the center, just could not carry roll speed. But at the same time, we were transferring weight too much, popping up off the left front on the right rear. And that was just causing big problems for us to try to last. You know, I never really had a balance like that here before. It was definitely a struggle. So all the caution laps I could get, that was a huge advantage for me. And you know, that if I had luck tonight, that was the luck for sure.
And you mentioned that you're basically racing for your career right now. Have there been any plans solidified for racing next season?
No, not yet, but I anticipate seeing myself back at ThorSport Racing. You know, I have no plans to go anywhere else. If I'm not back at ThorSport, I don't know where I would be actually. ThorSport's been a home for me. It really has. And, you know, I'm proud of that team. I'm proud of everything that we have going up in Ohio for us. I'm, you know, super proud of Duke and Rhonda. And I just, you know, it's an honor to race for them. So if I'm not back there next year, I have no clue where I'm going to be. I just love the team, and that's my biggest opportunity.
Thanks, Ben. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next one from Marty Zakala. Go ahead, Marty.
Thank you, Marissa. Ben, two questions for you. Number one, with Grant Enfinger being the only guy in the championship for ThorSport Racing, how do you plan on racing the guys at GMS? Do you race them harder than usual? How do you look at that for Phoenix?
You know, I'm apparently the bad guy, so I guess I got to race them hard. No, I'm joking. I don't want to do anything to hurt my teammates, and I don't want to be the guy that influences the championship in a wrong way. I think that could come around and bite me in my career. I really don't want to be that person. I'm just want to race those guys respectfully and, you know, run my own race and try to win my own race. I don't want to be the guy that you know, accidentally gets into somebody and causes them to lose the championship. I couldn't imagine how that would feel. And, you know, I wouldn't want that done to me. So I'm going to race them as respectfully as I can. I don't want to influence it in any way. I want my teammate to win, obviously, but I don't want to hurt anybody at the same time. So, I'm just going to run my race and see what comes of it. Hopefully get a win and kind of prove everybody that if we could have been in the final four, you know, we could have won it, but, we'll have to see. We'll see what happens next week. Stay tuned.
And, the final restart, how did you see the outside line overall from your perspective today on those restarts?
Sketchy. This was the roughest Martinsville race I remember being a part of in a while. I mean, it's always rough here. It is, but from watching being in third and fourth most of the time, from watching the leaders going three wide and beating and banging, that was the roughest I've seen it for the lead for a long time, maybe ever. So yeah, it was rough for sure, but I was just trying to run our race and just keep us in position, really.
Thank you, Ben.
Thanks.
All right, we'll take our next question from Ashley McCubbin. Go ahead, Ashley.
And watching things continue between you and KVM, as you mentioned, is there any idea of possibly reaching out to possibly, you know, talk with them, maybe settle things out?
Yeah, so I reached out to Brad Moran earlier this week, the series director, and got Christian's number and texted him and said, hey, I'd like to get together before the race, buy your lunch and just kind of talk about what happened. I said, I don't want to be in a negative. I don't want to have negative, you know, things happening between our teams. Cause I mean, we can go back and forth and keep wrecking each other at each race. I mean, obviously he hates me and, you know, I hate him, but let's find a way to move forward and not have issues on the racetrack and find a way to get back to racing respectfully. I didn't really hear anything back from that. And I was hoping I could, because I just wanted to kind of seal that up. I don't like controversies at the racetrack. I want to go here and just focus 100% on running our race and focus on making speed with our team. I find all this other stuff a distraction. Obviously what happened with the four tonight isn't good. And, you know, again, I don't appreciate all the things that were said and things that people are saying they're going to do. But you know, that was kind of a Martinsville Racing incident. Again, my fault, but yeah, I'll try to seal it over the best I can. I've always done that. I always try to take the high road. I always try to do the right thing. I guess that's how I was raised, but you know, I don't know where I'll come from and I don't know what people will say or what they'll do. I'm just going to try to do what I can and do right by what I think is right and keep moving forward.
And looking at last week and then building into this week, it seems that the aggression has picked up in the series as a whole. Would you agree on that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a very aggressive series anymore. And, you know, a lot of it just comes from the motor package. It comes from the gearing package. It comes from the way that the playoffs are structured, the tracks that we're going to. NASCAR's smart. You know, they know how to structure it to create the most action and, you know, kind of give it a short track feel everywhere we go. So that's what's happening. And, it's the game we're playing, but you know, it's par for the course. We're just, we're playing it and what happens happens. I hate, you know, the controversy again, but, it's a rough series right now. A lot of people racing without giving any, and, not a lot of respect given on the racetrack to anybody. And even people that I think used to race really respectfully, I think are losing their tempers and, or maybe just racing harder than they used to. So I think that's just a common theme. I just think the intensity is super high this year.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next one from Luis Torres. Go ahead, Luis.
Hey, thanks, Marissa. Hey, Ben, you mentioned over the radio throughout the race that your truck was about to the point of being wrecking. How at difficult times like that, where you know the truck isn't handling well, how encouraging is it to have a guy like TJ Majors kind of keep you calm and composed in a track that is all but calm and composed?
Yeah, he's great. I was honestly just really lucky at the point that when we were falling off and the truck was, I'm just doing everything I can to hold on to the truck. I was really, really lucky to have some gaps between me and some other trucks. If I didn't have that gap, it would have been rough. I would have fell back quite a few spots. I was having a hard time hanging onto it, running by myself. When I got around other trucks, I was just bleeding positions and just giving it away. So, yeah, it was tough. I started running a higher line just to have less wheel into it. I was, you know, running middle of the track, up a lane, and doing anything I could just to keep it underneath me. The less wheel I could put in the truck, the better off I was, and less weight transfer. That was really tough. I never quite had a truck handle like that in a race here. You know, every time you come here, you get to practice and you get to tune it in, and especially running under the lights, I guess it threw us for a loop, but our teammates nailed it. So congrats to them.
Thank you.
All right. And our final question for Ben will come from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Ben, you said you hate the controversy. So I'm curious, when crew members, drivers, anyone have these insults for you, what's that do for a driver's mentality, or what to do to it?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy, because I kind of laugh. I don't appreciate it, but I kind of laugh it off. I had a few things. I mean, I show up at the track and I'm standing at my hauler and I get called a few names and I just kind of laugh it off. I'm talking with one of my old crew chiefs at the time, and my new crew chief and my current engineer. We just kind of laugh it off and let it happen. But, you know, it's one of those deals that people are trying to distract you and take away from what's happening, and they know it's a game and they want to play that game because they want to get you distracted and get you unfocused. They know that this is a big race for us and they're just doing any little thing they can to kind of, I guess, dig it and let the controversy live. I don't like that. I don't want it to keep happening. I don't want the controversy to keep happening, really. I mean, people can call me what they want. I've been called everything this week, and I don't care. But at the end of the day, I don't want that to translate onto the racetrack where we're damaging trucks and we're making things harder on ourselves than it needs to be. That's really what I care about. And I care about my team. And when things start happening on the racetrack, it directly affects my team and myself. So, you know, people can call me what they want. It goes in one ear, out the other. It's just part of racing. But when it affects racing on the racetrack, that's when it becomes an issue to me.
Has it happened to you before? Have they called you names before?
Yeah. I mean, you name it, you name a word and it's been said. So I just deal with it. I mean, that's part of being in the limelight, I guess, and being a driver. And, you know, as a driver, you're put in situations that are going to happen. And that's just what happens. I mean, you're put in situations where bad things happen. It causes controversy, that it causes fights, and, you know, you can't do nothing about it. You're making split second decisions on the racetrack and you're trying to react to things that are happening around you at 180 mile per hour. So, you know, you don't always make the best decisions, but you try to, you try your best at that moment, and you got to live with whatever consequences come. So, yeah, it's just part of being a driver. And I guess if you can't take it, you got to leave, but I can, and I'm still here. I want to be here a long time.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
All right, Ben. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on a good finish, and we will see you at Phoenix.
Yep. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it.
All righty, and we'll be joined by our race-winning crew chief here momentarily, and we will get started right away.